This year's CAP annual meeting features 25 new courses, creating a diverse portfolio of programs central to every pathologist's daily practice. In this CAPcast, Duke University pathologist Dr. Sarah Bean discusses how attending CAP 18, held in Chicago October 20th through the 24th, can benefit pathologists. Dr. Bean is the chair of the CAP Curriculum Committee. Dr. Bean, this year's curriculum includes over 85 courses. What excites you about this year's offering?
Well, like every year, we are pleased to offer top-notch scientific content at the CAP annual meeting that is delivered by the experts. It's delivered by pathologists, and we're focusing on teaching things that you can learn today and then bring back to your home laboratory and put those into use immediately upon return to your laboratory. Not only that, but we've got something for everyone. Whether you're an anatomic pathologist, a clinical pathologist, perhaps you practice AP and CP, no matter what your practice setting, academic or private practice, we've got something for you.
The curriculum committee also helps with the scientific plenary on Sunday morning, the inspiration stage, and the special lecture on Wednesday morning. Can you tell us a bit more about these programs, beginning with the scientific plenary?
Sure. The scientific plenary this year will focus on physician wellness and resilience. Physician stress and burnout is a public health crisis across medical specialties and a growing issue in pathology. Negative outcomes include an impact on quality of patient care, physician depression, substance abuse, and even suicide. During this plenary program, our panelists will discuss how to recognize burnout in yourself and in others. We'll also explore what individuals can do to help themselves and their colleagues. And then we'll also think about how leadership can develop a culture of caring within their own organizations. As far as the inspiration stage, we're thrilled to have the inspiration stage return to the annual meeting again this year. This will be our second year featuring the inspiration stage. This year, we have three dynamic and inspirational pathologists who will share how they approach their roles differently due to the experiences that they've had that push them out of their comfort zones. And then on Wednesday morning, we're going to feature a special lecture from Dr. Britt Marie Young as she shares her professional experience and perspective on the topic of fine needle aspiration. Among the topics that she will cover are clinical use and evolution of FNA, including the impact of using image-guided procedures to enhance patient care and sampling, and then how to apply these tools and strategies for training and procurement.
What else should an attendee plan to do while at CAP 18?
Well, there are three main reasons why you're going to come to CAP 18: education, networking, and advocacy. The value of the CAP annual meeting is that you'll have an opportunity to network with over 1,300 of your peers. Whether you're trying to learn best practices to tackle a problem at your laboratory or looking for a new opportunity, you'll have a wealth of perspectives, experiences, and connections to tap into at CAP 18. What makes the CAP annual meeting unique is the focus on advocacy. There are numerous sessions that offer updates on current legislative concerns that help pathologists to ensure that they are fairly compensated for their services and to assist us to protect our patients. Plus, there are lots of value adds. Did you know that there's a photographer available to help you capture a professional headshot? In addition, meals are provided throughout the program in several venues, including industry breakfast and CAP breakfast and lunch on the exhibit floor and during breaks and networking receptions. Everyone should allow time to explore the exhibit hall as well. This year, we anticipate nearly 100 industry partners will exhibit at the CAP annual meeting. Whether you're interested in diagnostics or services to help ensure the success of your practice, there are numerous opportunities to learn about today's solutions and future advances that will impact pathology.
Finally, Dr. Bean, I know you practice in an academic setting. Why do you encourage other academic pathologists to attend CAP 18?
Involvement in the College of American Pathologists opened many other doors. Part of the promotion process in academic departments is developing a regional, national, and ultimately international reputation. Activity within national organizations such as the CAP reflects positively on you and your department and ensures that you have connections around the country to serve as references. And in fact, a study that was performed at Duke, where I practice, evaluated the department's structured annual faculty review program and revealed that among all national societies, the CAP provided the most opportunities for young faculty to participate. The first step to getting involved is networking and meeting other CAP members, and there's no better place to do that than at the annual meeting. I hope to see you there.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bean, for this discussion. CAP 18 will be held October 20th through the 24th in Chicago. For more information, please visit capannualmeeting.org.
Thank you for listening to this CAPcast, and be sure to listen to our other CAPcasts from the CAP on our SoundCloud channel at soundcloud.com/pathologists. And we're also now on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes by searching for the word CAPcast in your iTunes store. Once you find our podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button so you don't miss any new CAPcasts.